This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, February 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Equity panel eyes commodity programs. EPA acts on E15. And FDA's gene editing guidance. Equity panel drops recommendations for USDA reforms. USDA's Equity Commission is out with a detailed set of recommendations for reforming a wide range of programs, including the way commodity and conservation programs operate. Some of the recommendations are relevant to the ongoing deliberations over a new farm bill. One proposal calls for redistributing commodity program base acres, an idea that has been debated on Capitol Hill for the year. One veteran farm program analyst tells AgriPulse the, quote, base issue is a concern for anyone who hasn't had base or who is underbased, regardless of ethnicity. But it's also expensive to address. You can read more on the recommendations at AgriPulse.com. Now keep in mind, USDA has taken some steps to address discrimination and equity issues while the commission was deliberating. Equity action plans have been released by 15 agencies within the department outlining how they will implement the 66 commission recommendations. One of those has to do with USDA's workforce. A diverse and inclusive organization requires instituting diversity at the leadership level, and just as importantly, creating a pipeline of professionals who can grow into leadership roles in the future. That according to a progress report on equity recommendations released by USDA. E15 decision leaves 2024 up in the air. EPA's finally issued a decision on year-round E15, and it was a positive one for the ethanol industry. Just one problem. It doesn't go into effect until 2025. This additional delay feels like a slap in the face to Midwest motorists, that Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director, Monty Shaw. The National Corn Growers Association noted that EPA, quote, has granted waivers over the last few years to allow drivers continued access to E15. And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he thinks there's a good chance that will happen this year. In its decision, EPA pointed to concerns over insufficient fuel supply with an earlier effective date. An agency spokesperson says EPA will continue to monitor the situation and consult with the Department of Energy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Nutrien. Price decline isn't dampening fertilizer demand. Officials with fertilizer giant Nutrien say farmers have been buying and applying fertilizer at relatively high rates despite slumping commodity prices. Nutrien CEO Ken Seitz told analysts on the company's earnings call yesterday that the strength of fertilizer demand during the fall season is carrying through to this year. Jeff Tarzi, president of Global Retail for Nutrien, said the lower prices incentivize farmers to maintain fertilizer usage. They're not going to put that seed in the ground and not give it horsepower and nutrient it needs to produce a full yield. Because when you get into a situation like we're in right now with lower prices, you have to produce yield in order to make it work. By the way, Nutrien estimates it will sell 10.6 billion to 11.2 billion tons of nitrogen fertilizer in 2024, up from 10.4 billion tons last year. Potash sales are projected at 13 to 13.8 billion tons compared to 13.2 billion in 2023. USDA eyes more loan assistance. Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says the department is looking into ways that loan programs can be reworked to provide more assistance to beginning farmers and others who need it. The department is debating the issue as it distributes $3.1 billion that was earmarked in the Inflation Reduction Act for distressed USDA borrowers, Bonney says. In an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers, Bonney says there's a robust conversation within USDA about how to institutionalize some of the things we're thinking about here to provide a better deal for our producers and to invest in American agriculture. The ideas include offering more attractive loan terms, he says. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. FDA issues guidance for gene-edited crops. FDA has developed new recommendations for biotech companies and plant breeders who want to bring new gene-edited crop traits to market. FDA's 22-page guidance lays out two processes, one more streamlined than the other. For crops that pose no food safety questions, FDA says a voluntary pre-market meeting with agency is enough. For other crops, FDA recommends a pre-market consultation process in line with what has long been standard practice for new biotech traits. Participation of these programs is not required by law, but these programs can help developers ensure that they are meeting their legal obligation to market only safe and lawful food, FDA says in the guidance. Such consultations or meetings also would provide FDA with an awareness of the genome-edited plant products potentially on the market. Reclamation eyes March to finalize Colorado River plans. The Bureau of Reclamation plans to finalize its options next month for near-term operations at Lake Powell and Mead. This follows a 2023 agreement by Arizona, California, and Nevada to conserve at least 3 million acre-feet of Colorado River water through the end of 2026. Wayne Pullen, Reclamation's regional director for the Upper Colorado River region, told farmers and irrigators yesterday at the Family Farm Alliance conference in Reno that the finalized supplemental environmental impact statement, quote, will give us the tools that we need should things turn extremely dry in the years between now and the end of 2026. Now take note, the agency said in a draft version of the document that the lower basin states agreement to preserve water levels in Lake Powell and Mead would, quote, more effectively protect both reservoirs through the end of 2026 than the status quo. Negotiators from all seven Colorado River states will need to iron out a completely new set of guidelines for the years following 2026. Here's today's She Said It. I may have inadvertently started a spud war between the great states of Idaho and Washington for the goat, the greatest of all time tater. The verdict is a tater toss-up. The clear winner, as with all of agriculture, are the American people who benefit in your bounty. That Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Touton addressing Western farmers at the Family Farm Alliance annual conference in Reno. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, February 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.